Hey everybody, thank you so much for joining us today at Find Your Lady Tribe. I'm really excited today because we are going to start breaking into new conversations around the kinds of friends that you might want to start collecting for your tribe.
Welcome to Find Your Lady Tribe. My name is Brenda.
And I am Michelle.
And it's our mission to build a community of lady tribes, a place to connect and grow your tribe with resources, ideas, workshops, retreats, and events. We invite you to join our inner circle and become a tribe leader.
It's free! Each week, we will start a conversation about connecting within your tribe and across all of our tribes. Our goal is to create 1,000 new lady tribes in 2022. And each episode will challenge you with a call to action. The first one is to join our inner circle. Go to tinyurl.com/mylady tribe. And as a gratitude gift, we will send you a downloadable copy of Chapter 1 of Lady and the Tribe, The Awakening.
Yay! So please subscribe to be notified of a new episode each week.
Because
when three or more gather, we are tribe.
In the book, my book, Lady in the Tribe, in one of the chapters, I talk about some of the different types of roles that you may have available that you might want to interview for, to fill, to kind of complete your circle of connection and circle of support. For example, the tribal chief who is kind of in charge and always making things happen and doing things for the group, or the trailblazer, someone who's really ambitious and kind of setting the trail ahead that we're all just kind of chasing after with excitement. Or the fangirl, the one who's just always supportive of everything you do and shows up in so many ways. Or maybe an empath, someone who just really just will sit there and listen to you and just be that sounding board for you and just go where you are in your feelings. Maybe you need a truth doctor. You need someone just to tell you how it is, you know, and how you should be maybe seeing things differently to add clarity and vision. Or maybe you just need a fun fitness pal friend. But one of my favorite roles in my tribe is my friend Michelle, and I call her my soul seraph. And I gave her that title because I feel like she brings in the light and the serenity and the peace and the angels into the conversation. And so I always seek Michelle's advice when I'm feeling like I just need divine guidance. And she always gladly and willingly steps up. And I don't know that she really ever saw herself as a soul seraph, that spiritual advisor type. But I think this conversation is important just so to say that we all really don't see ourselves as other people see us. And we've invited Michelle's soul seraph here along, and I'd like to hand the torch over to my soul seraph, Michelle, to kind of segue here
and introduce my soul seraph, the person that represents the same things in my life and my friendship roles as I have in Brenda's, which I have to say, Brenda, is just like such a position of honor, and it's something that touches me because, like you said, we don't know how important we are to other people, and we don't know how our spirit touches theirs, and how those connections can be just completely divine. And so that leads me to introduce my soul seraph, who is a sister, not by blood, but definitely by love. And we feel, this is Pamela.
Hi, everyone.
And Pamela and I have been friends for years, but we also feel like we have been friends for lifetimes. And just like Brenda and I, didn't grow up together. We didn't have a long-term past with one another, but we're pretty sure that we have been together many, many lifetimes. And that, I think, is the essence of the connection with the soul seraph, is that there's some bit of divine intervention in how you met, how you developed a connection, and how you interact and sort of vibe with each other and what you bring in a group. You don't have that level of connection with absolutely everybody you meet, but when you find it, you know it, and you know it's rare, and therefore you keep it because there's just that level of love and instant understanding of one another and perfect mirroring of each other. And so that's what Pamela has been for me since the day that I met her, and also why I love to share her within all of my other circles and in every tribe gathering. It just gets better when we stack up those soul connections. And I know that if I love her, that you will love her too.
Well, that's the truth, for sure.
Well, thank you, Michelle and Brenda, for inviting me here today to speak with you both. It's such an honor. Well, I just want to say that, you know, as friends, it feels like we are soulmates when we find that soul connection with another friend, whether it be male or female, or romantic or not. But in the friendship zone, that soulmate connection is real. You feel it instantly, and it's undeniable. You can't even like walk away because you're so attracted to one another because of the light and the energy that it brings into your life. I say a lot of times to a lot of my friends, including Michelle and Brenda, that we are all students and we're all teachers in different relationships. And some we can be the teacher, and that's when we are considered a soul serve. But in another situation, another friendship, we may be the student. Because we are all at different levels of learning and growth in our friendships. And we are all have something to teach somebody else. We are all mirrors of one another. And we can learn and we can grow from one another. And the more of us that gather, the more we can learn. The more mirrors we have, the more lessons and the more growth. So
absolutely.
I hope that I offer something to all of my friends, and especially to Brenda and Michelle, as much as they bring to me in the reflection back to me of the love and light. And that really being a soul serve friendship means unconditional love, sharing the highest of who we are and being truthful, honest, non-judgmental of each other. Always, always wanting the highest good for the other friend, my soul sisters, and just learning about ourselves and trying to be in that role too. It's not easy to not judge. You know, we all have, we're human, we have opinions and we have judgments, and, but to be in this role of really being a true soul sister means that you want the best for your friends and your tribe.
And don't you think you kind of hold the energetic, they hold the energy up in a way for the tribe? I mean, you,
the vibration,
the soul seraph in the group is the group is the one who tries to keep the energy up and the alignment and
bring the peace to the situation
when necessary.
When necessary, yes.
Well, in setting the vibe, you know, setting the tone. Sometimes I find that you give me the place and the space to bring in a different energy level than you get with your running buddy, and a different energy level than you get when you're, you know, with your fangirl who will sign up for anything and agree to anything. If you are inviting in your soul seraph level of friend, you're inviting in maybe more of your truth doctor. You're inviting in to be seen and to see others in that way, and you just can neutralize sometimes the group of friendship that needs that, right, with so many variable energies, by just sort of having that peace vibe there. And that's how Pam and I came to know each other. Would you like to talk about how we met a little bit from your perspective?
Well, we met through our careers, our jobs at a company that we both work for. In the same, we both are pharmacists in background, and we are both passionate about our profession. That's really where we met, in different departments. But we had cubicles next to each other, but we were worked in completely different departments.
Yes.
And we would see each other come and go. But then one day, Michelle was on the phone, and I heard her quietly weeping. And I just knew I had to go over there and insist, even though I didn't know her personal life. I didn't really know too much about Michelle's past or anything. But I just knew she needed a friend. And my soul told me, as an empath, that I need to go over and comfort her and just be there so that she was not alone and provide support. And in all the years that followed, we have been that to each other.
Yeah.
Constantly. And we've gone through a lot of adversity. But we have held each other up through all of that. And we have always been able to shine our light, even through the worst circumstances, and bring that to other friends now, that as we've learned this role, it's so empowering. And we've created tribes naturally from these roles we play. And it's just the divine working through us. It's nothing we do. We just connected into this higher power that we are aware, which is, in my world, it's my angels, you know. Others may, you know, have different words for the way they connect with Source or the Creator or God. But when we listen to that voice inside of us, we know what to say in the right moment. We know how to be there for each other. And that really is really, it's more listening and acting on that voice that we hear, that is our soul's, you know, message to help others.
So both of you, as I know, have pretty strong practices in, you know, connecting on a divine level with angels, or, you know, guidance or spirit mm-hmm. guides. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you can share with us of how, you know, what that looks like and how you apply it to your tribe?
Oh, well, I'm
Michelle.
I am always a student, and Pam has been a beautiful teacher for me, but we've also mm-hmm. sought out and found and had many teachers over the probably 10 years since you found mm-hmm. me crying alone in my cubicle, that we've sought out teachers and found different ways to connect and bring what we have as a sisterhood to more and more and mm-hmm. more sisters and more tribe mates. And so one of my favorite tools is to developing my own intuition and being able to act on my own inner voice, which I know is God talking to me, which is how I connect with those spirit guides, was just seeking out the ways to look at my intuitive gifts and develop them so that I could be more clairvoyant, I could be more clairsentient, I could feel things, notice things in the universe. And I chose to pick one gift and at a time and develop that. And a lot of times Pam has done that with me. Mm. So she's given me tools that I've learned to then use the tools to do some of my spiritual work. And I always try to seed that out in my friendships and in my relationships and tribe groups. So I learned how to do spiritual mm-hmm. readings. Mm-hmm. I learned how to trust my pendulum when making decisions. I've brought runes and other things to our groups and our mm-hmm. retreats, and I've done breath work and yoga practice and all these things that we all share together.
Yeah, and one of the greatest, most powerful things is meditating together, which I think you did last week. But in meditating, the breath work, just going quiet and work, but in a ceremonial kind of tribal kind of old-fashioned way of connecting, holding hands, meditating, and doing celebratory ceremonies or ceremonies where we need to release and let go of our pain.
We burn. We burn everything.
Writing letters to spirit to let go of things that we no longer want to hold onto. But really what it is helping each other, encourage each other to do those practices. Because, you know, left alone in isolation, we tend to not do those things. Mm-hmm. But if we remind each other, together and we do it as a group, it's a lot more easier and it's a lot more fun.
Yes.
And you know, and we can help each other also identify the things that we should be doing. Like if we are doing a ceremony to let go of something, it's like we can remind each other, oh, we gotta let go of this and this, and those things are no longer serving us in our life or in our friendships or in our work or in life in general. But then there are other times where we want to invite in all the blessings and the miracles in our life, so then we will write about that and invite that in and remind each other. And sometimes if we all write the same things, so we're able to manifest this faster and easier. And that's why, you know, we can come together and do that. The more in our tribe, the more powerful that energy is.
Yeah, and you kind of are like building in an accountability partner system as well.
Yes.
When I say I'm going to let go of something that's not serving me, and we burn it together and see it go up in flames, that's a great exercise to go of a release. But then you also have your tribe around you saying, when it starts rearing its head in any kind of way, hey, we let that go.
Yes.
Let's move along.
That's true.
Right?
Yes. That's so true.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I love the conversations, and I love always asking Michelle to any retreat or group gathering, we get to kind of set the intention for the date or for the event, whether it just be a, you know, night out with the ladies, or it's a, you know, 3-day weekend or longer down the road. We got retreats in the horizons, ladies. Just to leave your energy at the door, leave the stuff that you've been carrying inside you and all of the head and the lists and the to-dos and the commitments and the responsibility, and having someone to facilitate a exercise to release all of that and start fresh. And the energy that begins from that moment is just, again, sets the tone and makes our time together so much more valuable.
Yeah, I love being the soul seraph to your to your tribal leader, and it's an honor, but I know that I couldn't have done that had I not found my soul seraph that many years ago. And actually, you found me and picked up on these tools and learned from each other. Now that all of these tools are common, I'm so proud of that. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud that what worked for us spiritually, what worked for us listening, what worked for us wisdom wise, has just rippled and shared over and over again.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, and to be on this journey really requires all of us to go within and search for how do we want to make our lives better?
Mm-hmm.
How do we create that space within us where we seek that higher wisdom? But not just to have the knowledge and the wisdom, but to apply it in the world, to apply it to our relationships. Life and being in a human incarnated form is about having human experiences and having friendships and going through the difficult times. As we well know, that nothing in life is easy. We have to work through the difficulties, but that's where we grow, and that's where we become awakened to what's really important in life, and that is loving everybody equally and mostly loving our friends.
Oh my gosh, so true. And
I love it.
As we kind of, you know, wrap up this conversation, because there's so much more to be said, I'm sure there's a lot of questions out there like, what do I do? What tools are there? I don't get it. I'm starting from fresh. If you're like me, a lot of it's all new. Do either of you have any kind of tips of how to just get started? If you feel like I want to deepen my own connection with the divine, or maybe I am going to be that role for someone or some tribe. Just a few quick tips, anything on top of your head you can think of?
Well, I think that first identify your circle of friends, existing circle of friends, and determine what are the friends that really bring light into your life, those that like you get inspired. I mean, they don't all have to be deeply spiritual to bring light into your life. They just have to be someone that inspires you to be better than where you already are in your life and want to seek a more deeper, meaningful connections than those that you already have. So start with your existing circle. And then join communities, you know, join interest groups or go out and seek friends or activities that may invite those kind of that kind of community into your life.
Do you mean communities like Find Your Lady Tribe?
Exactly. So, and that will open up the doors to new opportunities to meet your soulmates. Yes. Your soul
sorrow. I love that. Probably one of mine is easy peasy, do anywhere, anytime, travels well, is we have beautiful spiritual card decks. Mm-hmm. I call them my angel cards, or they can be tarot, they can be any sort of tool or oracle that allows for the space of whatever wants to be by serendipitous chance drawn or dealt in that day and time. It's just a way for a message to come in. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't require any training and doesn't require any professional exchange at all. And it's something that by just focusing your energies as a group, mm-hmm. or as an individual, and love on it, can receive a great message, mm-hmm. and bond you together with mm-hmm. your sisters and with your tribe mates, just by knowing, both of you or all of you knowing, that message is definitely from above. And it's just mm-hmm. a super easy way. It can be 60 card deck or 100 card deck, mm-hmm. or even just colored, you know, crystals or stones drawn from a bag that mm-hmm. hold a meaning or a message. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Cards and crystals. Yeah. Are a great way to receive your messages.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's an entry level point for someone like me. You grab a deck of cards, you ask everyone to draw one that feels right. For me, I'm always like, I don't feel anything. This one.
I just did.
And I pulled it. And I grabbed it. And you just have a message. You go, oh, that actually speaks to me. And that's an interesting, it was a message that was meant for me that day. So that's a great place to start. I love it. I love you, ladies. Thank you for being here today, Pamela. You're wonderful. Yeah. For today, that's what we got, right?
Yeah, because when three or more gather,
we are tribe.